Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. We're certainly gonna. Welcome to WFHR's morning show at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We hope you're having a great start to your day out there. Happy Wednesday, everybody. You made it through the middle of the week.
Here we are.
Hey.
You did it. Nobody can take that from you.
Small victories.
Yes.
Small victories.
We got good stuff to get into this morning. We got a couple of local good stories of the day we want to touch on. Some that ain't right stories we will get to as well. Looking forward to all of that. I want to get into just a little entertainment news to kick things off. I'm sorry, I was a little distracted. Did anybody hear the breaking news about Rudy Giuliani?
No, I did not.
Okay, yeah. Basically, they're showing their true colors. Like they were always going to turn on each other. This group of people. I'm not calling them Republicans or Democrats or anything like that. There's a whole other level to some of these some of these people who have done nothing but take advantage of Americans. Mm-hmm. Their fellow Americans and take yeah. from their fellow Americans and give nothing back. It's crazy to see the political career of a Rudy Giuliani, where he was America's mayor at one point. Mm-hmm. He outlaws ferrets and everything was downhill from there. Everything went downhill from there. And now, of course, the chickens have come home to roost.
Yep.
And everybody's turning on each other and selling each other out. And mm-hmm. It is a mob. Look, this is my back. Now, this I do know something about. I come from this. And let me tell you, in the movies, they love to tell you about loyalty in the mob and having all these different things. That's great in the movies. Doesn't exist in real life, people.
No, there's no honor among thieves.
There's no. Not these type of thieves. Not this style. Mm-hmm. No. It's just hilarious to me. It would be hilarious if it wasn't so damn serious.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Interesting.
And hurting our democracy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Looking
so forward. He did concede that he made false statements about two Georgia 2020 election workers.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yep. Yeah. It's shocking news.
Again. Shocking yet not, you know?
And the fact that he's doing this tells you there's only one reason he's doing this, to try to save his own hair-dyed skin.
His melting skin.
That was a cheap shot.
But that's okay.
A cheap shot. But that's what you get for dyeing your hair. I want to get into some entertainment news, though. And we're going to talk about the Fonz in a second, everybody. So we got a local guy we're going to talk about here, Henry Winkler. But first, wanted to talk about Margaret Robey, who, of course, is one of the bigger stars out there. Her star has only risen with every year that passes since she got her big break in Wolf of Wall Street. And I think one of the best actresses in the game. She is so darn talented. She's very pretty. Mm-hmm. But I think her talent far outweighs her looks. She's very, very versatile, very talented. And one of those people that I think if you learn a little bit about her, you see her interviews, you almost can't help but root for.
Mm-hmm.
Margaret Robey finally made it big, and she made sure to take care of her mama first.
All right.
Hmm.
She says, quote, "Everything I owed my mom, I had it written down. She'd take money out of like house mortgages and lend me money. So I always knew, I was like, I got to pay her back. And then one day when I had enough money, I just paid that whole mortgage off completely. I was like, Mom, don't even worry about that mortgage anymore. It doesn't even exist." She added, "Honestly, anyone in my position, you'd do that for your mom. Of course you would."
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I like the way and I don't feel like I'm putting the right tone and inflection on it. In the interview, when she talks about it, she says it's so matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
She says this, "Well, of course I did this. Like, doesn't everybody do this? Wouldn't
anyone do that in the same situation?"
Yeah. I love how matter of fact she is about it. There's a great article with her, an interview with her in People magazine, if you're curious about that. And I like her a lot. I find her very, a very interesting person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This next part takes us back in time a little bit. Going back to happy days, everybody.
All right.
Going back to happy days and the Fonz and all that. 1, 2, 3, 4, happy day. Sylvester Stallone recently posted a great pic of him and Henry Winkler and wrote, "Spending a great afternoon with my very, very longtime friend Henry Winkler. Great guy, great actor." Now, I don't think a lot of people would put the Fonz and Rambo in the same room together.
No.
But these two have been friends for a very long time. And I actually want to play this for you right here.
"Sometimes I would think, what would Sly do here? When I did the audition, I just changed my voice a little bit, you know? And then I changed my body a little bit, you know? And then I would sit there and I'd look at a beautiful woman and I'd think to myself, all right, I could take her for a ride."
And you could hear what Henry Winkler just did right there. He started with a Stallone impression and went to the Fonz.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where this stems from. The Henry Winkler was asked, it kind of came up in conversation. I'm sorry, he wasn't asked. If you don't know, they made a movie together in 74 called The Lords of Flatbush. Well, my dad loves that movie. And back in 2019, Henry said he based the Happy Days character Fonzie on Stallone.
Wow.
That's where the whole essence, the character begins with an impression of Sylvester Stallone, and then it just kind
of
grew
evolves,
from there.
It evolves, of course, yeah.
Grew from there and everything.
Wow.
I never knew that. I had no idea.
That is so cool.
Once you hear it, it makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. You get it. You, especially 70s Stallone, you know?
Yeah.
But I thought that was pretty cool.
Yes.
That was
absolutely.
Pretty
interesting. That's neat.
I don't mean to do an episode of Playmakers in the middle of our entertainment segment, but I do want to get to this story, and I don't want to wait until next Monday.
All right.
And I do think that it has a little bit of an entertainment piece in it. One of the big conversations going on right now in sports and in the game, really, in all of entertainment, is NIL, in licensing, name, image, and likeness.
Mm-hmm.
So the college athletes actually get a paycheck. Nobody had a problem when the highest paid person in the state was the head football coach of the University of Michigan or Wisconsin or something like that. That universities have become businesses.
Basically.
That they are just printing money.
Mm-hmm.
Billions and billions these universities are worth. Everybody getting paid. But God help us if these kids get paid, get like $100 or a couple $1,000 from a car dealership,
yeah,
or something like that.
The ones generating the revenue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Doing the work.
I mentioned this before. I'm at a part. My ex-wife went to the University of Madison, and her and I spent a lot of time at parties and stuff like that there. We're at one, and Ron Dane's there. And
whoa.
Like, oh, cool. You know, Ron Dane is here and everything, and you know, trying to find an excuse to go talk to him or something like that. I see him, and he's bopping around asking for money for lunch tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. While meanwhile, down like just a couple blocks down at the school store, they're selling his jersey for $60.
Yep.
Right. If this makes sense to you in your world, fine. That's all right. I'm done trying to get people to see the light in this. But I'll tell you somebody who does see the light, Archie Manning. Archie Manning is backing up in Texas. Mm-hmm. And it should be noted, of course, Archie Manning is a part of the Manning family.
Dynasty, right?
You know, yeah. One of the royal families in football and everything. Well, Texas quarterback Archie Manning and trading card company Panini, I always forget how to say that, they announced an exclusive name, image, and likeness deal Tuesday. And the first of its kind. Manning is the nephew of Peyton and Eli, grandson of Archie, and the son of Cooper. He was a high-touted school recruit, ranked number 5 overall in the country. This partnership is the quarterback's first NIL agreement and is a multi-year deal that will see Panini create trading cards and will include exclusive autographs from Manning. The first release will be a 1-1 a prism. All proceeds from the sales will go to St. David's Healthcare and St. David's Foundation in Austin, Texas.
Wow.
Hmm. All the money are going to help children live healthier lives.
How about that? Wow.
Now, he can afford to do this.
Yep.
He comes from, obviously, a royal family.
Yep.
They got plenty of money.
They do.
So it's a little different for him than others. I put that out there completely. But tell me you have an issue with NIL now. Please. Please tell me you have an issue with these guys being able to buy lunches for themselves and also do something like this. This is the first time all the proceeds have gone to a nonprofit, but it's not the first time one of these kids have done it. It's just the first big name to do it.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And like you said, you know, this is a name that people pay attention to in football. I mean, if he's a Manning, yeah, you better believe it. And that's just just to come up with that idea, you know, to be like, hey, you know what? I'm fine. I'm doing good. My family's doing good, but I still have this platform that I can use, and mm-hmm. I'm going to do this with it. That
yeah,
is really
it helps
neat.
Some kids.
Exactly. That's really cool.
There's if you want to start opening up college to everybody. I mean everybody.
Yeah.
You don't have to apply anymore. You want to go to the University of Wisconsin, we'll take you. You
yep.
know, if you start doing that, if you start lowering maybe the prices of these head football coaches and some of this stuff,
yeah.
you want to even the playing field when it comes to that and everything, then we can talk about maybe NIL maybe not having a purpose, that you getting a scholarship or you getting just into that school is mm-hmm. your reward or something. I'll hear that argument. I'll listen to you on that if these other things happen. Mm-hmm. But as long as they are still printing money in college football, which, let me check, yep, they still are, and they're going to be for the next 1,000 years... miss me with this completely. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about it on Playmakers on Monday. Be sure to join us from 3 to 4. Shout out to Quality Plus Printing, sponsoring the show.
nice.
But to me, 424-2600, you can call up right now if you want.
Right.
And go ahead and please tell me how NIL is killing college football or something like that.
That's ridiculous.
Miss me with that.
Yeah.
Is it the Wild West right now? Absolutely. Yes. It is. Guess what? It always was.
Yep.
It's just out in the open now. Mm-hmm. Now it's just, it's not handing a guy a bag of money under the table. It's just on top of the table now.
Yep.
That's the only difference.
Yep.
These universities are still not shelling out a penny for these kids, by the way.
By the way, yeah.
It's still local businesses. It's still things like that are doing it.
The
universities
boosters,
haven't lost a penny when it comes to this stuff. So, yeah.
Well, I don't know sports all that well, so I really don't know what you guys are talking about. The only thing that I heard is that some guy named Manning has to help kids with their health care because we don't have universal health care for everyone in this country.
Great point.
And it's sad that sports people have to take care of that instead of our government, and that really bothers me.
Yeah, great point, Melissa.
We'll take a break right here. Come back. We got some good stuff coming up for you, including we're going to finally tell you how you can live longer, everybody.
Finally.
As long as you haven't reached 40 yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you have, I'm
so
sorry.
The rest of you are past saving. Yeah.
yeah. Some of you are out of luck.
That includes us.
Sorry. Yeah, it really does. It does right away. We got that coming up. Adding these 8 habits by age 40 can add decades to your life. That's coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
A little bit of science for you this morning. The morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's a good one. That's a good one. I want to get into this story, but I have to touch on an email I just received from one of our listeners. A shout out to Pat and Krista. Melissa may be a hammered dulcimer. Complex.
Oh, dulcimer.
Dulcimer.
Ooh. Oh, cool.
Complex, harmonic, and balancing.
Oh, how about that?
That is a huge compliment. Thank you.
If you're wondering what we're talking about, I brought up to the audience and to our staff here, from Peter and the Wolf, what instrument would you be if you were described as an instrument? So that's where we're going with this. Pam may be a harp or a lyre.
I like that.
Soothing and melodic with a hint of royalty. Ooh, I like that.
Very
Queen,
nice.
Queen Pamela.
Now, yes.
I agree with both of those. I think they're better than anything I had, especially this next one. Seth may be a didgeridoo.
Oh, yeah.
I drone on and on and on. Just droning.
Deep sounds of reminiscent of Australian outback. But also,
and very portable.
But soothing. But a calm.
Yes.
Soothing.
But there's a calm.
Okay.
The audience may not know this, but there are plenty of times where I'm losing my mind around here, and Seth or Pam are the ones that, like, balance me. That are the calm and the storm and everything. I think there's like that.
Okay,
really
I hear it. All right.
I like that.
Grounding.
Yes, grounding is perfect, Melissa. Yes. And Jabes is probably a concertina.
Nice.
Festive and lively, setting the pace and reminding folks to live to the fullest and have fun with a hint of pirate undertones.
That's good. Arr. Yes.
You guys, that was so good.
Oh, that was wonderful.
I can't top that.
No.
There's some listeners out there, Ken, I'm sure, but I can't. That was perfect, you guys. That's exactly what we're looking for. Thank you to the best listeners in radio.
Yes.
You guys are awesome. Keep those coming, everybody. We're keeping this one going for a while.
I like the definition of concertina that you pulled up. This is what it says, very first one. A concertina is very loud and piercing instrument.
Piercing.
Loud and piercing. That's James Maloff.
That's pretty good. I like that. Now we can let you know how to survive, how to live longer if you are 40. I'm so sorry if you had a birthday in between the time that we brought this up and now.
It's too late.
If someone said cutting cheese out of your diet would add a year to your life, you might not say it was worth it, but maybe you'd think about it. But this is pretty significant. A new study identified 8 habits that can add over 2 decades to your life if you adopt them all by the age of 40.
Okay.
24 years for men, 21 years for women. You're already doing a few of them, hopefully. 24 is just the max compared to someone who does none of them.
Okay.
Okay.
I tried to look into this, and I did see that they do say that this can help, obviously, doing these things even if you are over the age of 40.
Yes.
So if you are 46 like me or something like that, don't think, well, I don't have to do
it. You're done. Yeah. It's too late.
May as well just not do any of these.
There's no scapegoat on this one. There's no getting out of it.
You're just not going to get the full 24 years of benefit.
Yes. 1 or 8, where do you want to start?
Start at the bottom right now.
Okay.
All right.
Number 8, have friends and maintain good social relationships.
Oh, that's a good one.
Very important.
Very important and nice. It's good to have friends.
Yep. And I think a lot of us immediately want to move on to the next one because, well, check, I've got that one. But hold up. You got friends maybe, but do you take time to spend any time with them? Do you take time to reach out and call and talk and text?
Yeah, right.
We get so busy in our lives and have so much going on. My best friend in the world right now is dealing with some heavy stuff, and I'm trying to reach out and trying to get in touch with him as much as I can, but I don't do nearly enough. I'll admit, I don't. I know I don't. It's midnight, and I'm like, shoot. I was supposed to text Chris earlier, and I get so caught up in work and so caught up in the moment of what I'm doing and going from this job to the next job and everything. So I do think it's important to really ask yourself, am I reaching out to my friends enough? Am I trying enough? Because you can't, we're all guilty of this, I think. I've never met a person who says, I'm really good at texting people back.
Yeah, right.
No,
immediate.
We all get bad at this and stuff. So I think owning it a little bit and trying to do your best to reach out to your friends and be better at that. If they're doing the same thing, they're going to be reaching out to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it goes both ways. Get enough sleep. That's a good one. That's a funny one.
Failure everywhere.
They're serious.
They're very serious. Yeah.
Yeah. There ain't many things in life that is going to be better for you than a good sleep schedule.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We're learning this more and more as we go along. You know, I just heard something about the American Heart Association added that to their, you know, ways to stave off heart disease. They've added good sleep as part of their schedule for that.
Yeah, and consistent sleep. Like, you go to bed at the same time, get up at the same time. It's far better for us than we want to admit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Avoid binge drinking.
Yes.
And
yes.
And done.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that it doesn't matter what age you are. You might want to avoid that.
Yeah, don't. Don't do that. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Having a good time is one thing. Having a good time every day is another thing.
It's
a whole other thing. Eat a mostly plant-based diet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's interesting. That is interesting, huh? manage your stress. No.
Yeah.
No. No, I won't.
I refuse.
Of course. Yeah. Obviously. Yeah. Manage your stress the best you can.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, that's got to be, you know, they just say manage your stress. Man, that can be hard. I mean, it depends on, of course, you know, where you live, you know, where your socioeconomic status is. That has a lot to do with it. You know, what your work is, that kind of thing.
Yeah, what's causing the stress.
Exactly. Family stuff. Who knows? I mean, that's the crux on that one, that it's kind of, yeah, let's manage stress, but help. Help with that a little, maybe.
Ow.
I got a point to make, but I'll get to it after these top three because there are some of the most, this may be the most obvious top three we've ever seen.
Okay.
Number 3, don't smoke. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
2, don't get hooked on opioids or pain pills. Like, what?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that completely. See, I had that on my to-do list. So let me take. Jeez. Okay. I guess I shouldn't do that.
Take that. Get hooked on drugs off of your list.
Yeah,
there.
I suppose.
You know?
Okay. Well, if they.
If I want to live long. Yeah,
you know, there goes my trendy heroin habit. Well, I guess.
Yeah,
you know.
What the what, man? Oh, how is that number 2 on the list? I was like, okay, the most obvious thing in the world. Yeah. You want to live longer, don't get a drug addiction. Yes, okay, I would think so.
Yes.
And 1, exercise.
Yep, be active. There you go. You're right, those are pretty obvious.
Wait, hold up. Exercise helps you live longer? When did that happen? I don't know. It sounds trendy. That sounds like a trend. I don't know about that. I feel like these are pretty obvious. We all understand that even if you do smoke, you know that it's not good for you.
Yeah.
We have talked about as a society, as a world, for at least a decade now, if not longer, about the issues with opioids and just drugs in general, obviously.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, not bad and stuff. And exercise has always been like you're a child and people are telling you to get exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my crux with lists like this.
Okay.
Is the person that reads this and is hopeful. The person that reads this and really could use the tips.
Okay.
And they read it and like, well, yeah, I'm already doing all of this. I already know all this. Or they read this and like you guys were doing during the conversation, number four, manage your stress. Okay. How?
Like, yeah.
It's the person that says, it brings you this entertainment center. Here you go. And you put that together with no instructions.
Yep.
I get a little like, it's very easy to put these lists out there to do some of this. Mm-hmm. It's very easy, you know, a pop-up stuff. Like, oh, I'm going to click on that. That seems like a headline that would help me out and everything. And then you spend time reading this article and you get nothing from it. And it discourages people. And there's stats to back this up where they will not read an article that actually could help them.
Right.
Down the line, they stop reading these articles because, well, I've read 80 of these articles and they all say the same thing. Exercise more. Yeah, I knew that already. Manage your stress. Okay, how do I manage my stress?
Like, right.
Don't even do this stuff if you're not going to go all in, if you're not going to go all out and actually give some details to it.
Right. And so much of the stuff on this list is like very, it's vague, you know, it's like just generalized stuff. And it's like, well, can you elaborate on that? You know, it says exercise. Okay. Does that mean 30 minutes a day? Does that mean, you know, 50 minutes every 2 hours or what? You know, yeah, that right. kind of thing. So
it reminds me of the fake psychic. What was it, John Roberts or whatever, or that guy that was on Sci-Fi for a long time was doing that show and everything. There's somebody in the audience who has a brother. somebody in the audience has lost somebody recently. You know, these
yeah,
kind right, of
the
things.
General, yeah, exactly.
And look, I love entertainment. I think entertainment's great until you take it a step too far and you start taking advantage of people.
Exactly.
And you start taking their money or their hope or something like that. That is one of the scummiest, worst like things you can do, I think.
Yep.
So there's a little of that in these articles to me. There's a little of that in these things where it's the carrot of hope that I'm dangling in front of you. And just until you get to the article and you go to my website and I get that hit and that's all I care about.
Yeah, right. And some of the, I mean, and looking at like the title of it, you know, live, you know, two more decades, you know, based on what, you know, how did you come up with those numbers? You know, by doing these eight things before you four, you know, it's vague. It's yeah. Yeah. I totally with you on that.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go ahead and get to Melissa's news. We'll go ahead and do that. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Hope you're having a good day out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah.
Let's get into this one. Let's talk marriage. Let's talk a little bit of marriage right now, everybody.
All right.
We got the states where people stay married the longest and the places where marriages don't last.
Okay.
Getting into this list right here, CNBC has a new report on marriages, and it says people stay married the longest in the Northeast and the Midwest.
Oh, okay.
All
so
right.
Here are the 10 states that people stay together the longest. We'll go at number 10, New Hampshire, averaging 21.5 years.
Wow.
Maine, 21.8. Pennsylvania, 21.8, along with South Dakota at 21.8. Iowa at number 6 with 22 years. Michigan at number 5 with 22 years. Montana, 22.1 years. Vermont, 22.4 years. Number 2 on the list, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Where the median marriage lasts 22.5 years.
How about that?
That's a pretty good one right there.
I think that's about what my parents lasted.
The only one that's higher is West Virginia, where the median marriage lasts 22.6 years. So just a percentage point ahead.
Just a hair. Yeah,
just a hair ahead.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. I would, you know, especially Wisconsinites love to brag. They like to have things that they're proud of. I would be really proud of this.
Yeah, that's
I'd
really
cool. I'd
be
bragging about that like they were cranberries or something. Yeah. I'd be talking about it.
You know, it's fascinating. They were not kidding. That is all like north.
Right.
The very top edge of the country all through that. Yeah, wow.
It's those cooler temperatures, man.
That's what I was thinking.
You gotta cuddle up in the snow time.
She's so right. I would love if you asked overall, and that was the main answer why. That'd be great.
That would be hot.
Somebody keep me warm at night.
That's right. You know it.
On the flip side, the places with the shortest marriages is Washington, D.C., which is also the place where people are least likely to get married.
Oh, interesting.
Once again, going from the bottom to the top here, Georgia at the bottom with 18.8 years, Idaho with 18.6. This is also the state with the largest portion of the population being married. 73% of people are hitched in Idaho.
Wow. But they don't last.
But they don't last. That's interesting.
Fascinating. Yeah.
73% of the population is married.
Almost three quarters.
That's crazy. And then they don't last. Yeah, that's a weird part.
But what was how many years was it?
The average year, 18.6 years.
That's still quite a few years, guys.
That's true.
I was going to wrap up with that. Yeah. I got the list in front of me, so I can cheat a little bit here. And yeah, that's a great point, Melissa. Hold on to that. Because Washington State at 18.3 years, Oklahoma 18.2, Colorado 18.2, Utah 18 years. This is also the state where people get married the youngest. The median age of a first marriage being 26 years old, which is still not that young.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but that's median.
Exactly, the median. Right.
Nevada, 17.7 years. I kind of feel like that one was low-hanging fruit.
Is there any shock there in Nevada?
This one is shocking to me. Texas, 17.6.
Wow. Hmm.
I just always thought of Texas as a very, I thought of it differently than that. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Alaska, where the summers are short and so are the commitments. The median marriage lasts 16.8 years. And then Washington, D.C., where the median age is 10.5 years. Huge difference between the number one and number two.
Wow.
And to Melissa's point, I do think that even 10 years is still, that's still pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. That's, to be fair, and to Melissa's point, it's not like there's a big difference between the highest and the lowest, be the 20-some, whatever what it was for the longest marriages. But... there's still some hedge scratchers in there. Utah is very kind of, that's curious to me. So
yeah, it is interesting with that state in particular. And really just I find the whole thing fascinating and interesting. Mm-hmm. So overall, marriages are more successful than they were 20 years ago. In 2000, about 5 in 10 marriages ended in divorce or annulment. And in 2021, there were only 4 divorces for every 10 marriages in the U.S., which is a drop of 20%.
Wow.
So this idea that what happened to the marriage, and marriage is dying, and the beauty of marriage is gone, hype. Nothing but hype. Mm-hmm. Nothing but a bunch of people who could not come up with a real story or do some real reporting. So they bring these kind of low-hanging fruit things out that they think they will get certain parts of the population to jump on and they will enjoy and eat it like it's junk food.
Right.
But there's no fact to it. Marriages are actually stronger now than they were 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And of course, this is speculation on my part, but I think people are getting smarter about marriage.
Yeah.
I think they're waiting longer.
And they're
finding people that they actually are going to be compatible with. They're not getting into these.
And want to spend the rest
of
their lives with.
I think just people are getting a lot smarter. And, it's never going to, there's always going to be issues with marriage. There's people that's just not going to work out.
Called relationships.
Exactly. But I just think, I think people getting married older and being smarter about who they think, who they feel is going to be the best partner. Mm-hmm. Is the reason why it's been doing that. That's my take on it anyway.
The length of marriages, if you wait until you're in your, 30s, 40s, 50s to get married, you can't have a 60-year marriage
then. Exactly.
You're not, you just live to be over 100.
Really old, yeah, exactly.
as much as my foolish romantic heart loves those 60, 70, you know, year anniversaries, I couldn't agree with you guys more. And I do think that that's the outlier here. What's the difference between then and now? I think that's the huge difference, is the patience. And maybe us getting better as a society of not, hey, you're 18, why aren't you married yet?
Yeah.
You know, or you're 29. Why aren't you married yet?
Yeah,
you're 34. Why aren't you married yet? I feel like we're getting better about that as a society of, you know, rushing and pushing people to do these things and pressuring people and all that stuff. Yeah. It seems to have gotten better.
Yeah. And people not getting married.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too.
Choosing not to.
Exactly. Yeah. Like we talked about, I think, on Monday when we were discussing marriage about people
as
like
partnerships.
Exactly. Cohabitating, but not necessarily getting married. Yeah.
And then every once in a while, you have parents kind of like mine, where they've given up. They like it's never happening for him. We're just going to move on. I'm just joking. I got to find a funny way to end
it. You've done that before. You've done it.
Find a funny way to end up.
You've been married. See, you tried it. So,
yeah. See, I tried.
Been there. What's the T-shirt?
Yes. I got married, and all I got was this stupid T-shirt. I am buying that shirt. We will take a break right here. We'll come back with some That Ain't Right stories. Good stories of the day. Plenty more. It is Seth, Melissa, and James on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Happy Wednesday. Seth, Melissa, James here with you to take you to the top of the hour with none but fun. Good things coming up here for you. Let's get into some That Ain't Right stories before we get to our good stories of the day.
All right.
Have you ever wanted to buy a headache?
No.
Okay. No. Nobody out there? Nobody wants
not
to buy
spending
a headache?
Money on that.
No. I already have a migraine. I have a built-in one, so I don't need to buy that.
Yeah, don't need to pay for it.
There's a new, quote, real estate listing in the Georgetown neighborhood of Washington, D.C. that doesn't include any land or a livable property. It's just a wall.
What?
A very old 22-square-foot brick wall. That's it. And that and the baggage it comes with. It was apparently the wall of an old historic hotel or something, but now it's flush up against a modern row house.
Okay.
A woman named Daniela Walls bought the row house in 2019, knowing that she only owned the part of the side wall. Thank you, Seth. Thank you. 12 inches of interior wall, but not the 12 inches of exterior wall. Now, there is no relation between Daniela and these walls, though.
Yeah, I want to make sure. Yeah.
A year later, she discovered a leak, had it checked out, and found the problem is with the old exterior wall. The structure beams of her house are somewhat tied into the wall.
Jeez.
The wall is owned by a guy named Alan Berger, and it's been in his family for decades. His father bought it at a tax auction in the 1960s for $2.15.
Ooh.
Alan has refused to do any repairs on the wall, and he's now selling it. Daniela offered him $600 for it, the tax assessed value, but he wants $50,000.
Oh, what?
Whoa.
She says she can't afford that. The listing says the opportunities are limitless because it's right by trendy shops and popular restaurants, and it's a 10-minute walk to the riverfront. The thing is, there isn't much you can do with it other than put something on it. But that's it. But that isn't a guarantee because any advertisement or mural would have to be approved by an advisory board in the area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So even if you wanted to hang your jacket on it, you might not be able to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The wall had been hit with several fines, which are currently tied up in court. And in addition to the disgruntled neighbor, there's also the cost of repairing it, which seems like it could be inevitable at this point.
Yeah.
And you are, if you are buying it, you are also buying the legal issues with it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that ain't right, man.
That ain't right. Berger, if that is your real name. Come on.
This is back-to-back days where we've had scum lords.
Yeah.
You know?
And that wall. Come on, man.
That is not a good sign. More and more people are choosing to buy than rent.
Mm-hmm.
They are more and more doing that, and it's in part because of the ridiculousness of landlords out there.
Yep.
There are a lot of good landlords in the world. There are a lot of great ones. Do not get this twisted that I'm saying all landlords are bad or something like that. There's a lot of great ones out there. But it's ones like this that get the headlines.
Give them a bad name, and, yeah, exactly.
And if that wasn't bad enough, our feature, That Ain't Right story, I should journalistically mention that Skittles is one of my favorite candies of all time. Maybe my favorite go-to candy of all time. Mustard-flavored Skittles are now a thing that exist.
Mustard-flavored?
Ooh.
They partnered... Melissa, okay. Right where your mind was going and your taste buds didn't want you to go. They partnered with French's for National Mustard Week next week.
Wow.
Sadly, or maybe luckily, you probably won't get to try them. They're not selling them in stores. They're a limited edition thing, and you have to win them.
Oh, gosh.
And
let me get on that. Yeah, right.
Let me go ahead and do that again. Win them in air quotes.
Exactly.
Win them. Yeah. Between now and Mustard Day on August 5th, you can sign up for a chance to win a bag of Frenchies.com at Mustard Skittles. Or if you really want to try them, they'll be handing out samples in three cities, Atlanta on July 31st, D.C. on August 2nd, and New York on August 5th.
All right. Two things. First of all, I am a mustard guy. I love mustard. Mm. I will put mustard on you know, all kinds of things that some things people would be like, what? You're putting mustard on there? I have no interest in getting mustard-flavored Skittles, first of all. Second of all, French's, I hate to say it, not that great mustard. It's not my, well, at least personally, I should just say that. That's my
it's
opinion.
Entry level mustard.
Yeah, it is. There's nothing really that interesting about it.
It's like step one.
It is. Yes.
Step one mustard.
I'm with you on this. Yes.
So I have no interest. And I like mustard, okay? Hey, you want to support mustard? Go down to Madison. There's a mustard museum down there. Check that out. They got some good mustard there. This, not so much.
I do want to actually check out that museum.
It's actually pretty cool. Yeah.
But, okay, so my question is, and I'm trying to find an article that explains how it tastes, because is it sweet? Because Skittles are, you know, obviously basically straight sugar.
Yeah.
And then there's a picture of the package, and it's the rainbow. The whole package is yellow. That doesn't scream mustard to me. That screams sweet.
So it's, even the packaging is confusing, in other words.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I don't know.
Then I found a picture of Skittles on top of a hot dog. I kind of would try that.
Oh, my gosh.
Skittles on a hot dog. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not bad, actually. You know, that's not a bad idea.
If they're all yellow and you can get them to stay there, you know, that would be the trick.
Yeah, you got to get them.
Trying to get them to stay there.
That's why you also have to use ketchup.
No. No.
Well, I know that's not you, but that's me.
No. Yeah. Ketchup on hot dogs?
I could see that. I could see that. I like it. I like it, actually. I'm not eating it. I probably wouldn't try it. But
compromise. Use relish or something like that. Maybe some sauerkraut. Okay, you can put that on top there. That's okay. That'll work.
You guys were much more open-minded than I am about
now,
that
Now, the chili-flavored Skittles can go along with that. Then it's okay, you know. Then you can put it for your chili dog.
Like a mango chili?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Okay.
So here's a description. It first tastes like a typical Skittle, but then a second later it hits you with that unmistakable tangy, savory flavor. The flavor notes are absolutely there, and it totally works in an oddly confusing way that we're not against.
We're not against.
That's the foodnetwork.com.
That's the review.
That's a safe review. That's a fair review.
That's a very safe review. I like how you put that. Yeah, very nice.
We need a palate cleanser, literally.
Literally. Yeah. Let's wash that taste out.
Let's get to some local good stories of the day, and it is Wednesday. We know what that means around here in Rapids.
Bingo!
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 Bingo! At the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. You can also get your evening meal there as well. Two Hearts Catering will be open at that same time, so you can get their delicious food at the same time. But, hey, have fun time. Go support the Elks and all the great things that they do for students, for veterans, for our community in general. They do lots. Let's have some fun and support them as well.
Bring your own trolls.
Meet you down there, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun. I wanted to mention this, that the summer food service program is going to be wrapping up very soon, so encourage you to spread the word about this and make sure that anybody that could use it, please let them know. Free meals will be available to all children 18 years of age and under. You can still get me breakfast at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School now until July 28th from 8 a.m. until 8:30, and lunches are available at Mead Park near the Splash Pad Pad now until August 18th, 11:30 to 12:30, and Winter Park Shelter now until August 18th, 11:30 to 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, you got something there.
Well, we're still accepting shoes here, everybody. Yeah, we want to let everyone know this is for the Southwood County Humane Society.
No, you got to say the line. You got to say the line.
What?
The open line.
Why? Why are you making me say the line?
You got to do it.
Oh, come on. Okay. Do it.
All right. You need to shoe us the love.
Yeah. That's
Drop off your gently used shoes. You can do it here at our station, 1690 2nd Avenue South, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. This is going through August 4th. So, and this is a great way to not only help people who need shoes, but also to help the Humane Society because they get a donation for this as well. If you have any questions, you can call 715-423-0505, 423-0505, or email the Southwood County Humane Society at swchs@swchs.com.
We appreciate everybody helping out with that. Drop off those shoes here anytime. Touch a Truck coming up this weekend, 11 to 3, July 29th, this Saturday at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. All children are welcome. They must be accompanied by an adult, but it's all a free, awesome time. This is the third annual. It's a free. They're going to have a free souvenir construction hat to the first 500 kids.
Cool.
Ooh.
Hands-on activities, get up close and explore life-size trucks and more. Free vision screenings for preschoolers by the Grand Rapids Lions Club. They're going to have souvenirs, raffle baskets, special appearance by Miss Wisconsin Rapids Maria Hartley.
Nice.
And other surprise guests, huh?
Hey, this is
very cool. Come out and check out the LifeLink helicopter, the RV camper, semi-tractor trucks, all these cool trucks and everything.
Yeah.
It's one of our favorite events of the summer, and it is one of the few times that the Family Center gets to be out in the public and gets to bring awareness to what we're doing over there, and certainly for all of us to show that we are on the right side of history with this, that we are with the Family Center. We got your back, and we support this cause.
Mm-hmm.
Come on out and join us at the Grand Rapids Lions Club this Saturday. The Family Center has their Touch a Truck event. A big shout out to all these sponsors and the great people behind this one.
Yes.
And did want to mention real quick that registration for Stuff the Desk is still open. You have until August 3rd to be able to register for that.
It's coming up quick.
Yeah. If you are a parent or you know of a kid that could use school supplies, please get them signed up. You could do that by going to uwswac.org, or you can do it by calling 211. Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. You have until August 3rd. Walk-ins will only be accepted on Saturday, August 19th, between 10 and 10:30, but supplies are not guaranteed. And a big thank you to everybody in the community that has been adding to this, that has been putting, buying supplies where they can.
Yes.
And helping out with that.
Absolutely.
I wanted to wrap up with a just kind of a fun, good story of the day.
Okay.
I feel like we got a pretty good one here. And this comes to us from the Good News Network, and a big shout out to them for the nice reporting on this. A miracle cat missing for 5 weeks was found still alive underneath a neighbor's floorboards.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
The Russian Blues overjoyed owners believe he narrowly survived by eating spiders and bugs and licking condensation from pipes.
Wow.
Arthur lost half his body weight while trapped in an English home, and he was only discovered when the neighbors heard distressed mewing and pulled up the floorboards.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
for over a month, his owner, Joe Rymill, knocked on doors, stuck flyers on lampposts and posts on social media, never expecting she would be find her missing pet just three doors down.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
After 5 weeks of searching, the owner and the Airbnb of the Airbnb, who had recently renovated the home, posted a message on a neighborhood chat saying the tenants and her property had heard the mewing beneath the floor.
Wow.
The cat is okay now and everything, but wow.
What a story. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
No kidding.
It's a good story. It's also a little bit of a that ain't right story. like really? Just two floors over? Just two steps away.
Oh.
It sounds like a Pixar movie waiting to be made.
It really does. Thank you, Melissa. Yes.
Surviving on spiders and bugs and licking the pipes. Yeah.
Voiced by Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Imagine all the friends that he made down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The voice of the spider done by Helen Mirren.
Yeah. That's
the only one he didn't eat.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
A cat in England caught a mouse but didn't kill it or even hurt it. It just brought it home, hung out with it all night, and the owner's cat camera got it all on video.
Oh, my gosh.
You have to watch this video, people. It is awesome. It is awesome. It is very funny.
Those cats
brought a friend home.
They've been lying to us all this time.
Yeah, yeah.
They're actually friends with mice. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah. Come on, haven't you watched Tom and Jerry?
Really. A guy in Northern Ireland broke a world record by playing the drums for 150 hours straight.
Oh.
That's roughly 6.5 days. He did it to raise money for pancreatic cancer research and for mental health charity called Mind.
He must have arms like the size of tree trunks or something like that to have the muscle to do that. Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, that is impressive.
6 days.
That is impressive, sir. And a dad in Arkansas made good on a big promise he made to his stepdaughter. He used to joke that if he ever hit the lottery, he'd give her the winning ticket. And last Monday, Powerball drawing, he matched four numbers plus the Powerball. He'd paid a buck extra for the multiplier, which upped his prize from $50,000 to $200,000.
Wow.
Woohoo!
He showed up at her home to surprise her and said he had some good news and bad news. The good news was he gave her the ticket. The bad news was she was to start paying her own cell phone bill.
Fair trade.
Great sense of humor. I love it.
Yeah.
That is, man, talk about owning your words.
Exactly.
That is pretty cool.
That is classic.
Way to go, Dad.
Join us later today for Midday Magazine. In part one, we'll talk with our friend Wood County Board Chairman Lance Plimmel and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media into record. And after that, we'll talk with Ann from the ODC. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great one. Join us Tuesday through Friday for Midday Magazine. Of course, your Rafters off again today, but be back on the diamond tomorrow.
Yep.
We'll talk more about that and plenty more tomorrow on the show. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. All of you have a good day.
You too.
You too.
We'll have more tomorrow right here on
News Talk and Sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.